Thumbs up from. Well, good morning, everybody. Morning. On this lovely, bright, sunny day. And we can't say it's a one-off, can we, with all this heat we've been having. But the sun's shining out there. But is God's sun shining in here? That's the thing. Does God's sun shine in to us, no matter what the weather is outside? Does he shine here as well, in our hearts? I hope he does. Sometimes things come along and knock us sideways, and that's when we need God's sun to actually come beside us in our daily walk with him. So we give him thanks that he can do that to us. We thank you, Lord, this morning for our faith in him. And that's why we're here this morning. And anybody else who's listening or can see it, I hope my face doesn't put them off from coming looking again. But there you go. The sun, as far as Christians are concerned, the sun's always shining. So that's the welcome. There are a few short readings this morning leading up to the last reading, as well as some hymns as well. So let's start by doing the first reading. And this was what it said. And this is Genesis chapter 1 and verse 3. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Okay, now we have another reading. And I'll ask Eunice to read this. You'll guess with the readings in a bit what it's all about this morning. Okay. Who said that?
Me.
Yeah. Well, there you are. The light's already dawned on you, hasn't it, then? Yeah. Okay, that's good. Let's sing our first hymn this morning, or song, depending on how you look at it. Okay? For the beauty of the earth, for the beauty of the skies. And the love which from our birth, earthly birth, over and around us lies. Father, unto you we praise this, our sacrifice of praise. Let's sing this together. Thank you. We seem to have missing a verse. So, why don't we sing this ourselves, the last verse. If you can, don't, you know, scare everybody with singing it on our own, but we can have a go, can't we? Right.
For each perfect gift divine to our race so freely given, thank you, Lord, that they are mine, here on earth as gifts from heaven. Father, unto you we praise this our sacrifice of praise.
Needs the recording. Yeah, that's brilliant. Thank you. Okay, right. Let's come to the Lord in prayer. So Lord, we do give you thanks on this lovely morning that we can come here and worship you. Because no matter where we worship, you are always there. Whether it's here in the willows, whether it's at home, or when we're shopping, or whatever we're doing, you are there. We thank you, Lord, for your care for us each day. Some days we struggle, we realise that. But you're always there. You promise never to leave us or forsake us, no matter what situation we find ourselves in. And we look around, Lord, and we look at the beauty we've just sung about. And we say, thank you, Lord, for this wonderful, wonderful earth that you created just by your word. So we give you thanks for each other. We pray for each other. We pray for our families and our friends. And we say this, in the Lord Jesus' name, amen. Okay.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? But it is you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend.
Okay. So that the first one was from Psalm 27 and verse 1, and the second one was from Psalm 56 and verse 13. And all these verses are all linked together. You cannot have part of the Bible not linking with the other. That's how wonderful the Bible is. So we thank you, Lord, don't we, this morning, that we can do that. We can look at your word and take it in. So the light dawns on us from day to day how precious your word is. Now this one's a challenge, this next hymn, isn't it? Angel voices ever singing. Now then, have we all got angelic voices? No. Who said that, Rita? Right. Yeah. Well, we aren't. But we haven't all got angelic voices, and not all of us can keep a tune. I've got a friend, Alan, I'd known from when we grew up together. And the thing was that he could tell you if you were singing the wrong part or not in tune, but he couldn't sing two notes together in tune, which was quite amazing. He could have played the piano and all kinds of things, but he couldn't. Yeah, but he couldn't do it. So we're all gifted, aren't we, in different ways. Anyway, let's have a go at this. Angel voices ever singing, round thy throne of light. Thanks.
We'll see which tune you come up with. It's just winding the elastic band up on it, so we're all right.
Thank you.
another reading now from Isaiah 42 and verse 6, and then from Matthew 5 and verse 40. Thank you very much.
I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden.
Now, thank you, Eunice. I think you've all gathered that it's all about light this morning. So, let's, if you can do, you can, there's actions to this, and I ain't going to do them. But you can do if you want. All right, so this is one that I haven't sung. I'm quite honest, I haven't sung this for a long, long time. But I thought it fitted in quite well for this morning. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Thank you. That's all right.
Maybe get a silly snap songs.
Okay.
Music. So it's just been the last one by.
The last one.
Which is already down there. So
right, okay.
Let's. Sorry, guys. It could be me, not me.
Okay. So let's go with the recording. Light of the world, you step down into darkness. And hope it is the one.
Here I am to say that you're my God. together lovely, all together worthy, all together wonderful to me. And
so the last reading for this morning is Luke 11:33-36, and there are quite different translations now and again, and so I'm going to read it what translation is here, and then I'm going to read it out of my Bible, which is slightly different, means the same thing, but it emphasizes different bits, believe it or not. There are so many versions nowadays of the Bible, and there's nothing wrong with them, but sometimes an odd word here and there slightly takes the meaning off what the verse says. So I'm going to read this translation. Any idea what the translation is, Bruce?
NIV.
Okay. This is NIV. Okay. Thank you. So this is what it says. No one lights a lamp and puts it in a place where it will be hidden, or under a bowl. Instead, it puts it on a stand so that those who come in may see the light. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eyes are good, your whole body is also full of light. But when they are bad, your body also is full of darkness. See to it then that the light within you is not darkness. Therefore, if your whole body is full of light and no part of it is dark, it will be completely lightened. And when the light of the lamp shines, on you. Okay. Very similar. I'm going to read it out of this, and this is New Living Translation. Okay, there are different translations, but they all mean the same thing, which is really good. So in the heading in this, it's receiving the light. The words are very similar. They're odd ones that are slightly different. No one lights a lamp and then hides it or puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where its light can be seen by all who enter the house. Your eye is like a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is filled with light. But when it is unhealthy, your body is filled with darkness. Make sure that the light you think you have is not actually darkness. If you are filled with light, with no dark corners, then your whole life will be radiant, as though a floodlight were filling you with light. So let's have a prayer before we look at that. So Lord, we give you thanks that you shine your light on us every day. Sometimes I don't think, Lord, that we realize that you're actually doing that. Forgive us for the times when we take for granted that the light you give to us every day is there and we don't realize it. So Lord, this morning, shine a light on each one of us. Shine a light on our families and friends. Shine a light into this dark world that we have now. We thank you, Lord, that you came to show us what a light is like. Your light, the light of Jesus Christ. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Right. When you were a child, did you ever find darkness frightening? I know I did when I was small. The worst thing you could have done for me was when my mother or my father put me to bed. I was in an attic, okay? Attic bedroom, okay? Little, well, they call them Velux windows now, but they weren't. They were on a, they opened and it had an arm, steel arm, and you opened it, okay. It was, in summer, it was absolutely roasting. And in winter, it was absolutely perishing. I used to have icicles hanging off it, you see. But the worst, even worse than that, was if they'd say, right, in 5 minutes, I'm going to switch the light out. And if you weren't asleep, if I wasn't asleep, should I say, your mind takes over, doesn't it? You imagine all kinds of things in the darkness because you can't see anything. So, anyway, that was when I was small. When I grew up, I thought, well, that's all absolute rubbish, but it takes some doing, and children now, I'm sure, have the same problem, don't they? So as children, we probably feared the dark. And as children of God, do we actually feel the dark now? Should we feel the dark now? That's only a question. Another, going back to my chapel upbringings, there was a couple there, Bill and Betsy Richardson, had no children of their own, but used to try and help families with children. And he was an electrical engineer. And if he wanted a hand on a job, not on the daytime, obviously, when he was working, but he used to help people out at weekends. And he used to say, are you free on Saturday morning for 2 or 3 hours? So I'd say yes. I wasn't the only one he did this with. And we set off doing the electrical work. But one thing he said to me was, first he said, have you brought the candles? So, oh yeah, okay, fetch them. So he fetched the candles. And I'd be up in a loft, or under somebody's floor, or crawling in. I did all the, because I was, you know, agile then. I couldn't do it now. And because at that time when you had a torch, the batteries weren't very good. So after about 10 minutes or so, the light used to dim. Okay, so what did we do? He brought some candles. Now imagine these to the health and safety. We put in the loft or in or underneath, we'd light a candle. I'd light a candle, stick it on a roof timber, okay, loft, and so the wax would hold the candle still like that, and put it so I could see what I was doing. And same with underneath, all right. And they'd be shouting instructions, and he'd be feeding wires to me and all this. And I can't remember ever knocking one over or setting anybody's light house on fire. But if the candles went out, the torch went out, complete darkness. And then you think, where am I? Another instance, this is when I was working. We worked, you've heard of Viner's Cutlery? Yeah? We had a factory in Sheffield, this is. And in before fluorescence and before all these modern day LEDs, there were some huge, huge bulbs, huge things hanging from the ceiling. And we, me and the foreman, Peter, who was about the same height, we had to be the same height if you're working together, so you could reach everything. You paired up with somebody the same height. And we were working on above everything below all in the factory. Now, not very pleasant, this, I'm going to tell you. One of the fellas had a nasty habit of spitting. Okay? But, and these huge bowls, and he must have spit, and he went, and that fused every light in the factory, in the ceiling. And we were on planks, about that wide, stood on them, or kneeled on them. And we went, oh, freeze. Complete dark. Complete and utter darkness until your eyes got used to it. And I said, where are you? To Peter. And he said, I'm just, you know. And everybody's shouting where they are. Eventually, nobody got hurt, but the darkness again. Absolute fear of what was going to happen. To drop down in lots of lathes and all kinds of things underneath. No, I mean, we only had ladders and planks then. You wouldn't get away with it now. It'd be scaffolding and all kinds of things like that. But I never knew anybody to fall off. It was you were more aware of everything then. Okay, darkness again. Going back to being young as well. Anybody remember gas lights, gas lamps? No. He's old enough to remember. That's right. Yeah, we had a gas lamp outside our house. I think there were three on the road, and we didn't have a gas lighter. They disposed of those, but they had automatic ones then. So it was complete black until the gas light was lit. All right, and in between where the light was, wonderful, you could see, but there were big patches of darkness in between, and you really had to know where you were and where everything was to see. And I can remember as an apprentice taking gas lamps off inside of people's houses, okay? And the health and safety again, what we did when we found it with the lead pipes, not copper, lead come out, we took the lamps, turned the gas off obviously, turned the end of the pipe over, very, very thin, I don't know, a few centimetres. And all we did to make it safe was hammer the end flat, turn it over, and then get a match and make sure there was no gas coming out of it, okay? Yeah, so there you are. Now, how things have changed. I never knew any accidents, okay? So that's light and darkness again, isn't it? Right? What about modern day things? I mean, I've watched Star Wars and things like that, and that's darkness against light, or evil against goodness. I think they're quite interesting to watch because it shows that the light or the goodness can overcome, as Darth Vader says, the darkness, like that, you see. So in our life, there are lots of things that are light and darkness. And what about the other day? What was it? Was it Wednesday? Eclipse of the sun? Okay. Now, it wasn't complete total darkness here, was it? Because I could still see. And the birds were still flying, one or two. But not quite covering the sun. But when it, some years ago, I can remember a complete eclipse of the sun, and everything stopped, didn't it? You know, and people are absolutely awed by the wonder of it all. They think it's fantastic, which it is. But who made it do that? Why is that? Why does that happen? There is no other place in the universe that has the same effect. Nothing. No, the same atmosphere. And the sun and the moon are aligned exactly right. There's nowhere else that happens like that. And do people think that just happened like that? It just whoosh and everything? Don't think so. God is the light of the world. Jesus said this. Make sure that the light you think you have is not actually darkness. People think they're enlightened today with all kinds of things on the internet, the dark web, which I've never even gone near. All right? But people are drawn into things like that. And instead of enlightening their lives, they're darkening it all the time. This is one of the biggest things, I think, in today's world, that we've got to realize that it's actually darkness. A lot of the things on that are actually darkness. And there are lots of warnings in God's word about going into dark, into those areas. If you seek spiritualist things and things like that, it warns, there's lots of warnings in the Bible about things like that. Even Ouija boards or something like that. Darkness. We've got to make sure that we're actually looking for the light. Because if you look to anything else besides God's word and Jesus himself, you'll be looking at darkness. And I think about our grandkids, for one thing. There is so much out there, isn't there, that they can be drawn into that's actually darkness, not light. And not only younger children, older people as well can be drawn into darkness. So as we go about our daily lives, make sure that we're not drawn into these dark places. Without God's spirit in us, and that's why people are drawn into it, is because they haven't got the spirit of God in them. They get drawn into the darkness. And this is why it's so essential that we as Christians show the light. There is a better way of going forward in this world of ours. So when we see somebody that we think is being drawn into things like that, you don't got to just barge in and say, well, you know, give them the Bible basher thing. You've got to try and say to them, do you think that's wise to be drawn into things like that? So although it looks as though the world is dark, it's a bit like the eclipse of the sun. Not total. When we looked up and saw it, you could see a little bit of light, which wasn't dark. And I think that's a good analogy for what we are as Christians. The rest of the world might look dark, but in actual fact, there is light. There is light. And it might only be small, but this is why it's so important as Christians, whether we're here, whether we're in different churches, no matter where we are, whether we worship, we still have that light so that we can shine it on other people in our daily lives. So don't get worried. Don't let the darkness gradually creep in. Make sure you have the light in here, in the little grey cells, and also in here, in your heart as well. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And I'm trying to think of the phrase now. What, going back to chapel again, a lot of the services we had was a quote, and it used to say, and everybody joined in, I've forgotten it. Oh yes, lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord. It used to start off that with most services, so that the light from where we were speaking or what we were singing would be shone into our lives, so we could share it in our daily lives. So we ought to give thanks to God that if we've got the light, we can actually give the light to other people. So we really ought to thank God that we've got the light, and make sure that we actually transfer that light to other people who we meet from day to day. Well, we've already sung the last hymn, but we could sing it again. There was a program on the radio, it was called, remember it, Sing It Again? Probably, no, I'm probably too old, you know. I can remember it, Sing It Again, and people used to bring out all different old tunes and sing it once again. So we're going to sing this, aren't we? Light of the world, you, that's Jesus, stepped down into darkness. So without Jesus' light, it would be completely dark, just like that little sliver of which we saw the other day. But it's not completely dark, because Jesus is in this world. Okay, thank you.
And
think you've got a birthday tomorrow. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we ought to sing Happy Birthday, didn't we?
Is it just Debbie's birthday?
I don't know anybody else's birthday. So the you as well? Oh, no. Okay, right. So Deborah, right? Yeah? You ought to sing Happy Birthday, didn't we? To Deborah, we don't need to be calling for this, do we?
No.
No, sing Happy Birthday.
Happy Birthday to you. Happy Birthday to you. Happy Birthday, dear Deborah. Happy Birthday to you.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Hope you have a good day. Yeah, anything planned? Oh.
Doesn't know yet.
Does it?
Just to wake up and see the light.
Oh, very clever. Very good. Just wake up and see the light. That's a very good comment. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah. I often... I'm not old that old, but I am. Yeah, certain age. And I often wake up in the morning and say, ooh, I'm still here. But what can I do today? And somebody asked me the other week how I was feeling. I said, well, I'm still vertical. So, you know, it's good, isn't it? It's good, isn't it, to be alive and what we can do. Yeah, one day at a time, sweet Jesus, yeah. Who recorded that?
Nina Martell.
There you are, you see? I said that without moving my mouth. Marvellous, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, let's say the grace together. Let's look at each other and say that, if we can do that, I mean, don't be frightened of looking at each other. And say the grace together. So the
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all, evermore. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Good. That was good. Thank you.
Thank you.